It's me, Ross Kemp. Now I'm talking a little bit quieter than you're used to, and that's because we're deep in the heart of enemy territory. It's been one of the most acrimonious splits within the UK since we left the EU back in 2009. I am on the island of Anglesey, which has just gained independence. However, there are still sore feelings with the rest of the Welsh, and of course the English who used to frequent this island. I have gained exclusive access to the headquarters of the Anglesey National Liberation Front, also known as ANLF. Your name is David Price. So what gave you the motivation to start this rebel faction?
Because, quite frankly, I'm sick of being Welsh when I'm actually an Angleseyarian. I want independence more than most people want their Kellogg's cornflakes in the morning.
And what would you do to get this?
Well, I would cut the ropes on both the Menai bridges and construct a parliament on Penmon Beach.
And how many members would you estimate to be in your rebel faction now?
Well, what's the population of Anglesey, Ross? There's your answer right there. The whole of Anglesey wants to be independent.
So you're telling me that there's no initiation to join your gang? There's nothing that any prospective members have to do other than come from Anglesey?
Well, as a matter of fact, there is. You have to burn a map of Wales, and burn it well.
What would it take for me to be a member?
Well, you'll have to enunciate your Englishness and pledge your allegiance by getting a map of Anglesey tattooed down your Only then, after also taking a general knowledge quiz about Wales, Anglesey, will you become a member.
Thank you, sir. I can see that you want to attend to that cow over there now. So I'm going to bid you farewell, but thanks so much for all your insights. I could write a book about it one day. I am writing one. So this has been Ross Kemp on Gangs, in a farm on Anglesey, talking to some of the most die-hard supporters of an independent country that's not yet born that I've ever seen. These people were fanatics. The extent of these people's devotion was scary. They had a herd of cows, which they violently assaulted each morning, extracting what they called milk from them. One gang member, who called himself a farmer, offered to show me the process. It was that point I decided to stop filming this programme, as I began to fear for me and my crew's life. So, that said, we're leaving Anglesey now. The one thing I've learned is that when people join a gang, they stay in a gang. And when that happens, they want to talk to me, Ross Kemp, in gangs.